Denver Sports Podcast coming to you live from the DMVR bar where for the next month plus we are all in on the Women's World Cup. That's watch right. Parties for all the U.S. games and just generally hyped. That Canada-Nigeria game was dope last night.
Amazing.
Your Switzerland bet to make it through in the group over Norway already looking great, Mitch. Yep,
that's right.
I am Andre Simone, your host on this beautiful Friday in the Mile High City, joined by my Burgundy boys, my soccer heads, our Ball guys North. From DMVR Rapids, super producer Yahir Vasquez. Yaya, how are you doing? You getting the tweets out?
Yeah, I am actually getting the tweets out because I was looking at other stuff that I shouldn't have been doing.
Good. No working allowed during this podcast. Get the tweet out and that's it.
I am doing fine. I think that's the first time we actually pot together. The only time we actually were on studio together was for the watch-alongs for the last World Cup.
The last World Cup, the men's, some epic watch-alongs there. I feel like we've been on a pod before.
I don't think so.
We've been on remote pods. That's for sure. We'll leave this debate up to DMVR historians out there. Give us your answer. I'm sure you can find a pod where I'm on there with Yaya. To my right, Mitchell Carroll, a legend today on a true podcasting marathon, and here to talk what you know best, some footy.
We talked football.
We did.
And now we're talking football.
We just love ball.
Real heads know.
Real heads do know, and we're talking football of all kinds.
That's right.
Meaning women's international, club international, club locally, clubs we hope will come to Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
We've got you covered. It's all things football, but not American football today.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive, and our resident soccer vibes expert, also our women's soccer guy, Dwayne Brown, downtown Dwayne Brown, of course, from DMVR Rapids, and all the beautiful designs and logos you see on all our channels. Dwayner, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling so good. What a week for soccer fans. Like, my daughter, brand new bracelets made me for USA tonight.
Go, Penny.
We are ready for the match downstairs. Get to the bar. Leagues Cup coming up. So
yeah,
you've got World Cup. You've got Leagues Cup. You've got U.S. Women's National Team, Colorado Rapids. Man, MLS, everything is happening this weekend. Get to the bar. It's going to be so much fun. And
it's going to be awesome.
We're going to talk about all that stuff, too, right now.
Yeah, some the Rapids working with us to do it all, some Rapids players in attendance. It's going to be awesome, man. We've got some scarves we're giving out, other cool giveaways. But it's all about the team, this legendary women's national team on this incredible journey after a 16-year drought, winning back-to-back World Cups, 14 World Cup rookies in this one, and we are all very excited, especially for some of the local products that are featured in this one. Dwayne, for you, would going 3 in a row, something that's never been done, men or women, in World Cup history, huge achievement, would that be bigger? Would this be the biggest of the potential three-peat wins? Or does the number one in your heart remain the first one of the cycle that was the first after a 16-year drought?
Oof.
Or maybe
well,
number
I mean,
two.
I think emotionally it's probably the first win because it's so new and such a huge thing to celebrate. That probably hits home a little harder, I would think. But we're also so used to women's national team being so good that it's almost expected this time, you know?
Yeah.
Though, you know, and we'll get into it, you know, the gap is closer now. It will be more of a challenge this year. But it almost, you know, you know what you have with the women's team. They're so good. There's high expectations every time now they take the pitch. So it's probably that first one just because emotions were so high and there was so much to celebrate. And now it's just like a, yes, we broke history. We did it. Like everybody else has won. What that has won has had that first time winning. Right. But nobody's done this. So this is awesome too. Like
sign me up for that. Like I want the great, like we've seen two different cycles of the U.S. women's national team dominate. Right. We've 100%. Never seen any team dominate in this sport like they can with a win here. And to me, that beats breaking the 16-year drought. That beats the repeat, putting your name as, you know, on the pinnacle of the sport, to me, means more than anything. Like, this is, it's bigger than anyone. Players run into this, whether it's, you know, a legend like Rapinoe going out with a win.
Yeah.
More than anything, it's this is something that's never been done. And you think of some of the great men's and women's teams throughout history, you know, and it would be truly one of the greatest sporting achievements we've seen as just sports fans, not just soccer fans. Like this is something that is truly going to be one of the greatest accomplishments we've ever seen.
It's legendary status.
Yes,
for sure.
Yeah, 1,000%. I mean, those are the stakes in this. And it is a much deeper field. I mean, there's like five legit contenders, including the two host countries, New Zealand and Australia. But Sweden, Norway are always going to be tough. I mean, even though they drew last night against Nigeria, Canada's always good. Spain and France getting some real hype. I mean, the rise of women's soccer in the international game has been huge over the last 4 years.
It is. And it's not like in 1990 when it was here in the U.S. and it was like this great big thing and everybody was like really excited. And it was just like a lot of kind of amateur players reaching that professional level. Now you have professional leagues all over the world
right.
that are pushing women's teams.
Yes.
There's players like Sam Kerr that's wide known around the world. She's on the level of maybe like a Neymar of people actually knowing her name. And that sort of level of competition is all gathered in this kind of tournament where you're getting like the Frances, the Netherlands, even Japan was like a powerhouse for so long and was the only person really putting up a fight against the U.S. Right, for a long time. But now it's like, no, like the Netherlands is right on their heels. Yeah. Here in CONCACAF, you have Canada right on their heels.
Yeah.
And me as a Mexico fan, like even Mexico's like giving the U.S. a fight now.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they didn't qualify, like there's just so much more. And now you have Australia who won the game without Sam Kerr, and that just goes to show how deep this field is all across the board.
1,000%, man. I mean, even that Nigeria game yesterday, like going into it, I kind of expect Canada to take care of business. They get that penalty, awesome save, but still like hard fought. And they're talking about, oh yeah, Nigeria is the best player from the Italian league who plays for Juventus. Like, we didn't have the NWSL. We didn't have all these top European teams with their women counterparts last World Cup. And it's just awesome to see.
2019 and 2023 is just an insane boom in women's soccer. Insane. Because you have like Alex Greenwood out in England that's become an icon in that country and people know her all over the place. You come to the U.S. and you have people like Sophia Smith. You have Megan Rapinoe that are just icons. I don't think there's been, in the U.S., I don't think there's been a bigger influence in any other sport than this WSMT team. Oh, there's been no other any other team that's impacted a sport more, in my opinion.
So, I mean, it's like the U.S. dream team from the 90s and the expansion of basketball globally from seeing those NBA superstars all play together in the Olympics. It's that level of impact. And I mean, Yaya just charted it for us, like direct impact in the growth of the sport and especially what these superstars for the U.S. have meant to the future of the sport and that growth you're seeing, man. It's just been awesome to watch.
Well, not just that, but seeing the growth. I mean, it's going to take seeing the growth for this team to three-peat, right? There are 21-year-old, 22-year-old, 23-year-old World Cup rookies that need to have a good tournament.
Right.
Not just need to show up, do your job, fill in the gaps. Like, you are relying on the Sophia Smiths, the Trinity Rodmans. Like, you need these young players who have watched this team for the last 11, 12 years, you know, like who studied the Alex Morgans and the Rapinos and the Christian Press and all these players that are legends to us, right? And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, so you see all this influence that we've done? Now you guys have to help us three-peat.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's, no pressure.
There's a proof of concept needed here, Dwayne, where you need to show the growth on the field because you're really relying on these 14 newcomers to this, you know, to the World Cup for the U.S. to really, I mean, bring it home and what would be a historic third and what will be probably the hardest title to achieve because of how much the rest of the world has raised their level.
For sure. Gap is closing, and that's awesome for women's soccer.
Yeah.
There's no better outcome than this being so difficult for the U.S. this year. It's a great thing.
It's going to be a great competition. I'm so hyped to watch it with all of you guys. Yeah.
Real quick. So we all know it's Megan Rapinoe's last World Cup.
Yes.
She's retiring after this. Legend of the sport, male or female. She's going to have she's probably one of the GOAT to ever walk the earth. Do you guys see any parallels with her and Messi winning this last World Cup? If she does it, she does something historic, went to the three-peat. Messi, when he won it this past December, had a bunch of young guys that were winning it, not just for their country, but for Messi. You kept asking it, why do you want to win this? And everyone said, we want it for Messi. We want to give Messi this World Cup. Do you think there's any of that with these young stars like Sophia Smith, Trinity Rodman, Ashley Sanchez that are doing it? I want to do it for Rapinoe because this is her last one.
There's some of that. And I mean, I've seen some interviews with Pino talking about how she is that like vocal leader and that's the role she's playing. And I know, I mean, what she is in that sport, it's impossible not to look up to her. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to not be driven by wanting to do this for her as well. But I do think this team is like, there's a greater like, we're the U.S.
Yeah.
This is the standard that's been set. This is what's expected of us. We have worked so hard to just make this team. We're not going to let it fall on our shoulders and be the team that didn't bring home the silverware.
And when you look at Rapinoe and you talk about setting that standard, it's not just on the field. I mean, she led the fight for the fair pay for the women's team and the men's team. She is an LGBT icon, absolutely, right? With her and Sue Bird, also a legend. And you just, you know, she means so much culturally, right? You talk about soccer culture in the United States is something that needs to be developed and built. And you see Messi coming in, but really she has been the flag bearer for soccer culture in the U.S. And so to be able to send her out on a high note, like Yaya was saying, I do think Sophia Smith, Lindsey Horan, these younger stars who are now filling roles, right? You don't have Mal Pugh there, but you know, she's another one who wants to help continue the legacy of Rapinoe, and to start that with a three-peat is pretty sweet, right? Yeah. To have that be what starts this new generation with three-peating is so cool. I mean, again, if it happens.
Absolutely. I want to get into more of the players we're excited about. Love that we're talking about Pino, some of the other teams to watch in this competition, and just other stuff that we're all excited about happening in American soccer across our region. You mentioned Messi, Yaya. Soon enough. It's coming. It's been a crazy summer, guys. It has been insane. Just going to the grocery store has been tough. I end up eating out and just eating garbage because it's something fast. It's something cheap. It's just been really hard to keep up, and it's why I'm so excited for this new partner, Factor Meal Kit. Never frozen, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals. As I said, if you want to microwave them, they're ready in just 2 minutes. You can put them in the oven. They come pre-made. These are some great gourmet dishes. Options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, and grilled steakhouse filet mignon ready, again, in just 2 minutes. If you go with the microwave route right there at your door when you are just too busy to go. They can fulfill dietary restrictions, calorie smart meals with around 550 less servings. Obviously, they're going to be able to cater to keto, vegan, veggie, protein plus, any kind of specifications you need. Hank was shocked yesterday on the Broncos show while we were reading this, and he was realizing they can give you breakfast options. They've got smoothies. They have all sorts of awesome stuff, perfect for the professional on the go who just needs something good, healthy, made with genuine ingredients, never frozen, and doesn't have to go through all the hassles of cooking, all the hassles of going to the store, all the hassles of simply thinking, what am I going to eat tonight, and making a good decision for yourself. Head to factormeals.com/ let's use that code DMVR50. That's code DMVR50 to get 50% off. That's code DMVR50 at factormeals.com/DMVR50 to get 50% off. They're already amazingly priced meal kits, and really jump in on a deal. Boys, historic stuff as always in our town, in Denver sports, and in your sport. We have Leagues Cup coming to Denver at the end of July. You guys want to give us a quick smidge explanation on a game time read of what Leagues Cup is? Like a quick elevator pitch?
Leagues Cup. Group mid-season stage tournament. Into knockout tournament featuring both Liga MX teams from Mexico and the MLS sides. Every team is in the competition. That's why you have three teams in every group. Generally, it's two U.S. teams, one Mexican team. There's one group with where it's the opposite. And it's sorted regionally, at least the U.S. teams, and then they place the Mexican teams into those spots.
It's great. It's going to be lots of fun.
Yes.
PIDS host Toluca FC Yaya on July 31st. That's our game time game of the week. Of course, when you sign up and use code DMVR, you're going to get $20 off at sign up. Boom. Right off the bat when you download that game time app and get that. They specialize in last minute tickets, great prices, and amazing customer service. They will match your lowest ticket price if you just hit them up in the app. Amazing customer service. I'm hoping, Yaya, we get kind of one of those old school Mile High atmospheres where the crowd feels more international, feels more lit.
There's going to be smoke. There's going to be rowdiness. I will say,
I'm excited, man.
If you're going, you're going to experience one of the best atmospheres in all of soccer, because Toluca brings that every time. They're called the Red Devils. They're the Man U, basically, of Mexico without the same history. But it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of good players. Some Mexican legends are going to that I love to death, and I'm going to be so excited for that.
I mean, be part of Denver sports history and the first Leagues Cup game hosted in our city at Game Time, where right now you can find the cheapest tickets for $52, snag the tickets without the stress at Game Time. Sign up using that code DMVR for $20 off your first purchase. Boom. All right, boys. Got some incredible Colorado athletes on this USA team. So you can talk about Lindsey Horan. I'm sorry.
Captain.
Captain. Number 10.
Golden legend.
Yeah, golden Colorado legend. Greatest city on the planet.
Damn straight. Get it right. We can talk about Sophie Smith, Windsor's own. Or you can talk any of the other players you are excited about in this competition. But we've talked about the team. Who are the ladies you are tuning in to watch throughout this competition? Yeah, Mitch, you start us off.
Well, there's one player fully 1,000%. In on riding for Trinity Rodman.
Woo!
That's right. Dennis Rodman's daughter.
Yes.
She is a beast. I've sprinkled some money for her to lead the U.S. in scoring. I've sprinkled some money on her to lead the tournament in scoring.
It's true.
She's not necessarily going to start all that much. She might. They have so many options up top.
She might.
But she's also one of those ones, especially when you see a team like Vietnam, who can come in for 20, 30 minutes at the end and score a few. You know what I mean? She is dynamic. There are very few that can keep up with her in this tournament defensively.
I mean, like Dennis. She's just, like, she's intense.
So excited. And intense. So intense. It's full tilt every time. The runs are just, she's unreal. She's so fun to watch. And I'm just, I can't be more in on a player than I am on Trinity Rodman.
She had that baller swagger. She really does.
She just knows she's better.
Yeah, she has that swagger. She carries herself with that. She's 21, and she's already the highest paid player in maybe like the third best league in the world, women's league in the world, in the NWSL, which is insane to me. Like, at 21, you're already getting paid the most money. Keep in mind, in a league that has some of the best players in the world.
Right. Right.
And you already get it. You're the highest paid player in that league.
I mean, incredible. And like, you, if you hear interviews with her, like, amazing personality as well. She's just like a ball of energy. And that swagger you're describing is one of the things that I love so much of this younger generation of women on this team, is they just know it, man. Yeah. They just know it and they own it. Yaya, who are you excited to see this tournament? You've already spat out some great names.
One that I think is going to surprise a lot of people is Ashley Sanchez. She's going to be taking over Rose because Rose is dealing with that injury.
Yeah.
She's going to be taking... So
sucks.
Ashley also has that connection with Trinity Rodman. They have the most goal connections in the NWSL last year. They played together in the spirit. If you see Trinity, you're going to see Ashley, and she's going to be an assister. So she's going to be controlling that midfield along with Horan. So I think that's going to be a player that's going to surprise a lot of people. And I'm all in on her.
Pulling the strings. I love that. Dwayne, you going old grizzled vet? Are you going new?
I'm going new. I mean, there is a vet that I know and love that Yaya just mentioned, which is, I'm a huge Rose fan.
She'll get some run, hopefully.
Yeah,
by the end
she'll
of
get
it.
Yeah. She'll get some minutes for sure. So
Rose always, Lavelle, we should say.
Yeah, Rose Lavelle.
Is tuned in.
I just, as a player, as an athlete, I love to watch her, but I also love her off the pitch. She's just fun, quirky, goofy. She has an awesome dog, you know, and her dog is almost as famous with the fans as she is. And she's just so much fun. So I'm excited she's part of the team. But the new player that I'm excited about is Colorado's own Sophia Smith. This is where I would say I think that she's going to be the one who's going to score the most goals.
She's from Windsor, home of the Future Legends Complex. And what do you know? She might be a future legend.
Well, yeah.
You see what I did there? That's where Hailstorm plays.
It's lining up.
She's
lining
a future legend. I agree with Dwayne.
New squad playing.
She's
there
very
as well.
Exciting.
She's so much fun to watch. I mean, she is. Just like Rodman, she has that intensity, and you get the sense when she is charging down that she is fine running through other people and destroying them, you know, to get there. But she's got the ball skills to not have to do that.
Yeah, you know.
She's great on the ball and able to just weave in and out and get to the goal. And I just think she's just freaking exciting. She's so much fun to watch. I can't wait to see what she does tonight.
Yeah, featured on all the Nike commercials, an absolute betting favorite to be one of the leaders in goals scored this entire competition. And yeah, Windsor's own cooking up some interesting stuff up there in Northern Colorado, just in general.
Yeah, the other thing about Sophia Smith, I think Nike, and I'm not a big corporation guy, but Nike has done a great job of promoting
her. The commercials are awesome.
That commercial where she's haunting that player, yes. And she shows up in every corner, yes. And then at the end when they're walking down the tunnel,
yes.
One of my all-time favorite Nike commercials, yeah. And they have bangers.
It really is great. Yeah, I'm just so excited. You know, Debinha for Brazil is going to be fun to watch, though. I think Brazil is going to be more of a defensive-heavy squad. I'm really excited about Smith. I'm really excited to see Lindsey Horan in this. You know, like this role, I remember reading about Lindsay in 2017, 18, 19 as like a Colorado high schooler who was leaving to go play at Lyon to get experience in the Champions League. And she was like seen as the next one up. Like so much of this World Cup so many of the stars. She's dealing with some injuries, but should be playing, right? And should be 100%. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really exciting because it is a bit of a generational change in midfield.
Not just that. You know who we haven't mentioned yet?
I mean, lots of players.
We haven't mentioned Alex effing Morgan yet.
I know.
The co-captain of the whole thing.
Just one of the best goal scorers we've ever seen in the women's game. With one of the most iconic goal celebrations of all time. With the teacup.
Yep. Right? Which the Brits, I hear, are salty about. So expect that to be a thing.
Good!
I'm hyped for that.
And it's just so crazy that we've talked now for, I don't know, what are we at? Almost half an hour? And literally, Alex Morgan has not come up in this conversation.
Yeah. And that's the crazy
thing. Right? Hello to this
that's
team.
That's what's great about this team.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's what I was going to say. Because, like, you can have a trio of... You literally have a trio of Rodman, Sophia Smith, and Morgan up top. But then who do you take out? Alyssa Thompson, who's also a baller. Like,
right. Alyssa Thompson, all you need to tell me is straight out of high school to the pros, all in, without even seeing highlights of how twitched up and creative she is, you know, how good she is
one-on-one. Straight out of high school to the World Cup.
Exactly. And then you have Lindsay Horan coming right behind her. Like, how do you... And then you have Lynn Williams on the bench, who's also just an absolute beast in the NWSL. Like, how do you stop this team if you're defending? Like, you just can't. Like, it's literally like pick your poison at that time.
Yeah, and it's where the rest of the world's closing the gap, but there is so much depth and talent, and like the next gen is just coming in stronger and better than ever, and it's just going to be so exciting. I mean, we all mostly mentioned new players to see these new ladies get their shine and get their time on the world stage, because there's just so much talent, there's so much speed and depth on this squad, man. It's exciting. I mean, it's what you get when you're a contender on the global stage. Like, there's no contender on the global stage that was like, yeah, they're pretty good. They're all super teams, guys. You don't accomplish sporting history without being a super team.
This feels like what England is supposed to be every year in the Men's World Cup. Really does feel like that. Right. Like,
yeah, no, I mean, it truly is. How about some of the other contenders? Yeah, you can start us off. You already mentioned the Australia game. They were out. One of their superstars still were able to pull off a big 1-0 win.
I think
there's so many contenders.
I think one thing that we don't realize a lot is you're playing in Australia. The home team always has so much advantage.
It's a huge advantage.
And then when you have probably the best player in the world right now behind you, or a top three striker
right
in the world.
Right up there.
Like, how do you not feel like they're going to push for, like, the whole thing? They're such a good team, and they're playing at home. And the environment they're playing, they're used to the weather. They're used to all the time changes. Because you got to remember, all these teams are coming in from all over the world with different time changes. The weather's really hot. It's humid.
No, it's winter.
It's winter.
Exactly. Yeah. Either way.
It's like, the opposite.
But winter in Australia, is it really winter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like chilly. Yeah.
You're probably going to see a lot of
jackets
long sleeves
and
coats.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought it was opposite, but either way.
That's the difference.
It's the opposite of right now.
But to your point, there's a lot of countries that are coming from
summer.
Very hot, humid, and that's going to be a massive change.
Who trained in that. Regardless, like, you have such a home advantage that I think Australia is going to be out there and just win. Then you still got Brazil, who has playing their hearts out for Marta. Like, they're doing this because it's her last ride. Like, this is such a big thing. Like, Brazil completely changed their work hours. They changed their...
The country of Brazil.
The country of Brazil changed their work hours so they could see this World Cup.
That's so
It's
so
insane.
Sick.
Like, they're all in. Like,
people who love ball, man.
Exactly. Like,
you listen in Polis.
And then you have England, who's the second... England, who's the second the second biggest odds to win this whole thing.
Yeah.
England's coming in with a bunch of superstars. Wow.
Super team.
Like, again, Alex Greenwood, I think, in that midfield will dominate. Like, and that's the one player I think everybody's going to be looking out for. But again, they're just full of superstars. Like, and then Canada and CONCACAF. Like, you can't discount Sinclair. Sinclair's still everybody's favorite player, probably in CONCACAF. Like, one of the greatest strikers to ever walk the earth with the women's team.
Yeah, which is saying something.
Like,
looked her age in that with that penalty last night. That was a bad penalty.
It was slow with. To the right.
It was a bad penalty.
Oh, and I mean, France and Spain have really raised their levels, man. Like, you haven't even mentioned a European team. Netherlands is going to be a tough matchup in the group, man.
That's the thing.
That's the finalists from last World Cup.
That's the thing. Like, you don't even have to look in Europe like you usually do in, like, these tournaments. You can look around the world and you're like, holy, like, there's a bunch of good teams. Japan is still, like, fast. Oh, they're still agile. Yeah. And the women's team, that's the one. In the Women's World Cup, that's one thing you don't see a lot, speed. You see, and Japan dominates in that area. And that's something that Japan will almost always have over everybody.
In the men's, too.
Yeah, like, they're just
what are quick, they doing?
Agile.
Holy we, I think we kind of undersold Kerr as a star playing at home for a contender.
Yeah.
I mean, she was literally, if you fire up FIFA 23, the last FIFA titled FIFA game ever, the home before you, you know, you press whatever button to start is her and Mbappe sitting next to each other. Like, she is a super duper star.
She plays at Barcelona.
Yes.
And just won the Women's Champions League.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
I just don't think we hammered home how big of a star she is. We're so focused on the U.S., which are also super duper stars. She is truly a world star.
Exactly. Like, that's something.
A loaded field.
Sam Kerr might be like, they're like in the status of maybe like a Neymar. Somebody that most everybody knows if you know soccer.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you know, we haven't mentioned Germany. We haven't mentioned Sweden, who I think could be a massive contender.
Norway, even if they lost. Norway's always the competitor.
Right,
like,
right. Yeah, and I mean, Spain or Sweden would be the semifinalists that the U.S. would play. And, like, you're going to have to play multiple of these to go all the way. Do you have a top threat for the U.S., Dwayne, of all the teams we just mentioned, obviously?
I mean, I guess it's England. You know, you always want to see U.S. England, so that's kind of what I want to see. Ironically, I haven't really been spending a lot of time with the powerhouses because we're used to them, just kind of like the U.S. I think it's interesting that because it's expanded to 32, like, there's 8 teams that have never been to the Women's World Cup before, and I think that's awesome. I'm excited for them. You know, I'm not putting any of them in the powerhouse category. Zambia did pull off an upset over Germany in a friendly recently, which I think is interesting.
Yeah.
So maybe if I had to pick one out of that new group, maybe it's them to kind of, you know, make some waves. But I don't see them moving on, but I do think it's super exciting that 8 more countries, as we talk about the growth of women's soccer across the world, 8 more countries are now on the biggest stage of women's soccer, and I think that's awesome. So yeah.
Haiti's
for them,
one of
I'm
them.
Excited.
Haiti's in this World Cup.
Haiti, I mean, like, Haiti,
that's
like
crazy.
That country is in rough shape still from all of the natural disasters a decade ago, and now they've got a World Cup team. How exciting for the tiny country of Haiti! You know, that's amazing.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, the future for the women's game is just so bright, and not just internationally, locally. I want to get into some of that. I want to get into a record move done by the Pits and a little more Women's World Cup with you all. It's summertime, though, and Shady Rays are treating us right. Whether our guys are traveling in Las Vegas or I'm up in the mountains for Zach Stevens' wedding, you are looking sharp, and you have polarized world-class lenses from Shady Rays that keep your eyes protected. Check out all their awesome styles. I cannot say enough about their designer quality glasses and styles. I love them. Everything is at such a great price because they're all about the user. They're not about trying to gouge you with some crazy name brand. They're about giving you a quality product at a quality price, and it's really awesome to see. Use that code DNVR for them to get 50% off two polarized pairs today. That's 50% off their already awesome prices. Check out all their great styles. You will love these. I have like 5 pairs already.
They're tough.
I can't get enough. Yes, they are tough.
I put them through the Colorado test last week. Whitewater rafting, sliding down the sand dunes, hiking, Mesa Verde, also, you know, just up into The Wilderness never let up. Like,
let's go.
No, just great. And I'm not a sunglasses guy. I used to not be a sunglasses guy. Now that we've got Shady Rays, like, I'm a sunglasses guy.
How
like,
many rapids do they get?
Oh, 5 out of 5. Let's go. Are you kidding me? 5 out of 5.
That's a huge rating. And better yet, they're such great quality, and they have great customer care. You lose them, you damage them, just contact them. They'll take care of you and get you another pair of shades. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com. Use code DMVR for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try it for yourself. The shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Check them out today. Yaya?
Yes?
When you're on a road trip, when you're traveling around, and you stop at a Circle K on the way, there's one on Wadsworth now. That's really convenient.
Lakewood boys would know.
Lakewood boys do know. What do you stop at Circle K and get as a snack on a roadie?
I'm a huge cookie guy. Larry's Cookies, Larry and Larry's Cookies. I'm big, whatever pastries they have, because their pastries are dope. And I'll probably get like a big gulp or whatever they're called in there. Mm. And then like, they're
that's Polar Pops.
Like
Polar Pops.
Yeah. Like I usually just get like the basics, like some chips, you know.
What's your chip go to?
A Sweet Dorito. King.
Dorito.
You know what? If I'm not driving, maybe I pull up like a. If I can find a Breckenridge beer in there, like maybe I get one of those.
Oh,
like,
interesting.
Wow. All out. All out Circle K run. I'm a big Harbro gummies guy.
Interesting.
Get me gummed up. You know, it'll keep the mouth active on the road.
Sure.
Keep
sure.
Me
I
busy.
Do seeds. I'm a seeds. Get me a bag of seeds. Get me a bag of sour cream and onion chips.
Dang.
Get me a Polar Pop to the brim with some DC.
Whoa. Dwayne, what are you going with?
It's Polar Pop all the day. All day. Here's the thing. Like, you can buy a bottled drink, you know,
out of the
cooler, but that thing's only cold for like 10-15 minutes, and then it's like I don't want it anymore. When you can put ice in there and like truly get that polar frostiness,
DC
lasts you for a long time on the road.
Real DC heads know.
Yeah. Check out Circle K. Get your go-to snack on a roadie, man. It's the place to go.
If you're on a roadie in Phoenix or going through the Phoenix area,
yeah,
and stop at Circle K.
Yeah.
You know the little TV?
Yeah.
You know who you're going to see?
They have their
the
people.
The PHNX
on there.
Homies.
They have their people. Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
And the gas pumps.
On gas station TV.
It's pretty
incredible.
We
really
incredible.
Made it, bro.
Oh, yeah. We really made it indeed. And in part, it's because Messi has come stateside.
Bam, 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 bam.
World Cup champion Messi.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the real Messiah.
That's true. Bet365 has boost for him. He's getting leagues cupped, which we just explained to you on another one of our reads. Hopefully,
it is insane.
You didn't skip forward on that. No, we're not bet365 in.
It is insane to me that Messi's first game is not even against an MLS team; it's against a Mexican
Cruz Azul.
You almost wonder if they set that up too. Half of that
he
way.
He could have come in a month ago and played the last 2 games in MLS.
Shout out to Emilio and OG, our Cruz Azul homies.
It's not just Messi. They're putting together the entire, like, 2010s historic Barca team.
It's
you have
2015
Busquets.
More.
You have Jordi Alba.
Yeah.
Busquets. Luis Suarez, is already.
In, yeah.
Iniesta.
Retire out of the... He's one step into being a Florida geriatric retired. He's like right there.
The thing is, that rumor seems to be fake. The Iniesta one.
Iniesta's going to be wearing one of those sun, like, not sun hats, but like the Cuban style little mini sun hat, playing bocce ball. Like he's right there.
I see him more of maybe he wants to be an assistant. Like he can come and help out and be an assistant. Like I think back to what all that, but
Drew Moore style.
At exactly. A certain point, it becomes too much. But
yeah, it just can't be Barca.
Plenty of excitement for Messi to be in the MLS. I think it's really cool for you guys. It's really cool for the league.
Of course.
Is it the right step for the league to go all in on like 3 vets that you're paying a ton of money and certainly are not their best soccer is behind them?
You know
I'm going to say no. It's not the best. Unless that wealth is spread around, putting all these old guys on one team, I think just creates a weird dynamic. I'm a Barca guy. That's my favorite team. That's the team I grew up watching. Yep.
I don't,
and I should be in way more in on this Inter Miami team as like a Barca head, but I'm actually more out because I feel like it feels like a cash grab. Messi, I get. Legend, still okay. Sergio, okay. Bring him in 1 or 2 years. But when you start bringing Jordi Alba, when you start bringing Luis Suarez, it does feel a little bit like a cash grab, and I'm not in for that.
It is a cash grab because here's the little thing. Those guys, there are higher quality players than those guys in the MLS that they will face week in and week out.
Yep.
Busquets has had a great career.
He's going to get worked by Ronan.
Alba has had a great career, right? Suarez. But look, the MLS is not the pushover league that the average American sports fan thinks it is. There are high-quality defenders. There are high-quality midfielders. There are high-quality
Or maybe the European soccer fan thinks it is. Yeah, look, you know.
And so Messi coming here, no doubt, knockout, absolutely raising the profile of a league that deserves it. Now, they're going to run into the questions of relegation and blah, 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 and why is this league so different than other leagues? That's fine. You have eyes now. I mean, how many people are going to buy an Apple Plus pass just to watch Messi, right? We're talking South America, Europe, like this guy is a global superstar and people are going to be watching MLS games now because he's here.
Is that your perspective, Dwayne?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking more of like the original question with all of these players come in and it's marketing, right? And,
yes.
and it's good for the league. It's a total marketing move. And what I was telling Yaya the other day is it reminds me of like when you have your favorite sports video game and they either have downloadable content or the next version comes out and they have like the legends where you can add in all of the old players that you love. And you're so pumped because you're like, oh man, I can put in 2010 Barca, you know, and make that into an MLS team. And that's basically what they're doing. And everyone loves that, you know? And so it's, I think it's a great marketing move. We'll see how it turns out. I love the fact that these guys are coming in as legends. I love the fact that all-star performance aside, MLS has quality players that can go up against them, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, Messi is a different level because he just won the World Cup. Like,
for sure.
Messi's going to dominate. And there's the thing. Messi's going to dominate because that's Messi.
That would be huge. He just dominated. Messi dominating is a big part of it.
Exactly.
This.
He just dominated the World Cup and he just dominated the French League. And he was a great factor. And he was a factor in Champions. Like, you can't... Again, he was great. Like, you cannot deny that. And that's still Messi. Just like Cristiano was able to be a factor and go to Saudi Arabia and be really good, it's the same thing. Messi's going to be a great player in the MLS, no doubt. Sergio Busquets is the one where I'm like, he has that Jokic thing where you just don't see him, but he's really, really good. And he just does the right thing. His game has never been about athleticism. His game ages really well because it's always been about grab the ball, a touch or two, get rid of the ball, find the right path. So he might be a player that just kind of sets up Messi to be perfect. Jordi Alba and Luis Suarez are the ones that I think are going to get exposed the most in this league.
Look, 2 seasons ago, 6 goals, 14 assists, right? That was 2 years ago. That's with Neymar. That's with Mbappe. That's with all these stars that PSG can grab and know that they're going to be the best team in their league. Not great. Last season, 16-16. Obviously better, but you're expecting way better numbers in what is known as the Farmers League in Europe than he was able to put up. If that decline on a club level, week to week, against teams that know what you're doing and understand that your scouting report as a club, yes, he's going to come in and be great. He is Messi, but I don't think he's going to be 2016 Barcelona Messi. He is much closer to 2021 PSG Messi, which is not as dominant week in, week out as you have Messi in your head.
But the thing is, Messi was also like, you can look at Messi and PSG and see like, was he second fiddle? Was he third fiddle? Was he just a creator? Was he just trying to set up? Because if you see Messi playing PSG, he dominated that midfield, but his goal was always to get the ball out to the wings.
He had 32 goal contributions. Exactly. He was good.
But this is what I'm saying. Like in Barcelona, he was the main guy. You drive, you push, you score. That's what you wanted from Messi in Barcelona. As somebody that I watched it day in, day in, he was that motor. But in PSG, he was the guy that you're basically just going to be the distributor, send it out to the wings, and then from the wings, they're going to send it out back into the mid so Mbappe and Neymar can get it.
Sure.
So it's a different style of play, and right. I think in Inter, he's going to have that style of play more where he's like, you're the driving force, you're the 10. If you want to take it all the way and score, go ahead. If you want to make the perfect pass, go ahead. You're going to have a lot more freedom because you are the center point of that.
Yeah.
That's why I think Messi will be a dominator here more than, and especially in the MLS, that hockey passes are a thing.
Sure.
Hockey assists are actually counted. Right. I think if that was counted in PSG, he'd have about 50 goal contributions. Sure.
I just think when you say he's going to come in and dominate, that's what we were saying 2 years ago when he left La Liga to go to a lesser league to play with some stars. And that was, again, a marketing move as much as anything.
Yeah, of course. Right?
And like Barcelona money troubles and stuff. But like we expected him to put up the craziest numbers we had seen from him because he was going to a lesser league. And we did not see that. We did not see the best version of Messi that we have seen.
So quick question. You see Zlatan? Zlatan came in and dominated.
Yes, he did.
Zlatan lower than Messi, right?
Oh, of course.
League level was also lower at that point.
Yep.
Now, Messi coming in higher than Zlatan, league level the same. I say the difference of talent that Messi has to what the league is the same as Zlatan had. And I think that's why I think he'll come and dominate.
I just think dominate relative to what American fans know of Messi is different than what is actually going to happen when he dominates. I see more of a 16-15 season for Messi than I see a 30-10 season.
Oh yeah, 30-10 to me.
Right, he's not scoring 30 goals in the MLS.
With different teammates, it's hard to achieve that.
The quality is not that low in the MLS.
No, it's
No, it's going to be a good showcase. You need him to put up highlights for the marketing ploy to actually work, right?
Yeah.
That's where, like, we got a question. Is it good for him, for the league, if he dominates? It's good for the marketing strategy if you have a lot of highlights of Messi that you can put out there. I don't think it's going to be that easy for them to win with this team structure.
Yeah, they also stink.
Yeah,
thing about Miami is they suck.
That's why he might dominate, because he's going to have to if he wants to win.
Oh, he has to. And, I mean, we've seen it in Toronto not quite work out, you know, the, like, just going with, like, vets from top Euro leagues.
They went Canada-Italy on that, like, and it just didn't work.
Messi is the best version of this. I'm not trying to say Messi's going to be bad. I'm just trying to, like, set expectations of you're not getting a global level balance. Like, you're not getting the numbers you think you're getting when we say he's going to dominate.
Yeah, but I think
Dwayne's been giggling over here for
I'm just laughing at the downer of this is you might get like a 16-15. Oh my God. Like, well, I mean, the Rapids, like, I would be the happiest.
I think it'll look dominant too, like, you know, like 30-10 is everything.
This whole thing is a lesson in American soccer for a lot of people, including American soccer fans that wake up on Saturdays to watch the Premier League or wake up and watch La Liga or Bundesliga, that don't always have eyes on the MLS, that don't know anything about MLS, right? That have this low, low, low opinion of the quality of the league, right? And they're saying, oh, Messi's coming, he's going to kill everybody. He's like, yeah, he probably more have like 25 goal contributions than 40 or like whatever you have in your head as a casual fan of a fan of Messi, but not knowing the MLS. That's all I'm trying to get at.
I think Kevin makes a good point in the chat. He's saying there's a common theme with big name players that come over, like Lampard, Pirlo, Rooney, that they get here and they're blown away by how good the MLS players are, you know, because there are some great players in the MLS. And maybe we see some of that as well. I think that is like indirect marketing, right? Like, what if Messi comes over, he has some games against some real stalwart defense or something, and he speaks to that, an oppressor, you know, after a game, and speaks to like how tough the competition is at the world level of the MLS trying to gain a little bit of notoriety. That is like one of the best possible indirect scenarios for us. Which absolutely could be great.
I agree. I want to talk some PIDs in just a second and maybe some Women's World Cup picks to finish it all off. We've barely gotten through the stuff I wanted to talk about in the two segments. So we've had a lot to talk about. Go to Bet365. Download the app. Use that code DNVR365 at sign up. deposit. All you have to do is deposit $10. All you have to do after that is place one $1 bet. Once that $1 bet hits, place it on the U.S. women's tonight. Win, lose, or tie. $200 bonus bets instantly in your account for you to play with however you want. You want to make $100 or $200 $1 bets. You want to make $100 bet and then the other smaller bets. Do whatever you want. Bet365 doesn't care. They're going to give you boost. The app is awesome. Customer service, dope. They've been doing this for a really long time. They know what users want. Their app is great. It has so many different leagues and bets you can make. Track all your bets at Bet365 with their awesome app. Use that code DMVR365 and get yourself some bonus bets to play with this World Cup on some PIDs, whatever. Broncos futures, whatever your poison is, must be 21 plus and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. And, of course, shout out to Breckenridge Brewery, Mountain Beach Sour. You're a sour guy, Mitch. Is that right? No, who's my sour guy?
That's
Schwanman. Yeah. Schwanman is my sour guy.
Until I quit drinking.
Until you quit drinking. Breckenridge Brewery here. They have been longtime homies of DMVR, always taking care of us. Check out the farmhouse. Find a sour near you using the old Breck Brew beer locator. And tell them we sent you. Also, Justin, tell me they've got slushies over there at the farmhouse. Oh. I got to go there and check that out soon enough.
Get slushed with the slushie.
Damn straight. It's slushy season. PIDs making a big move. Rapids, Colorado Rapids, your very own, making a signing from Brazil.
Oh.
Why is this a move that actually matters and one that we should actually be excited about? Yeah, yeah.
They're spending money.
That's a great sign.
I think the price tag is the biggest thing. Biggest complaint that you get from all Rapids fans and everybody out there is that the team is not being invested in. And a price tag of $4.5 million, $5 million in total with a loan fee, even if it's just a loan, it gives you some hope. No, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it gives you some hope that the team is willing to start doing things and investing some team into some money into the team. Also, it's just a nine. It's a striker worth a lot of money, and he's Brazilian. For the most part, those three sentences, those three words together,
he's Brazilian,
just get you excited all the way. And that's something that most people don't realize. Like, where you come from really gets you hyped. If you give me an Italian midfielder, I'm all in. Give me a Brazilian striker, I'm all in. Give me a German defender, I'm all in.
Creativity, one-on-one ability. He's got it.
Physical. He's big. He's, you know, he
first
does.
First touch.
When you watch him, it's like, what if Diego Rubio was Brazilian? It's almost like your first impression if you're a Rapids fan, right? Like, he's big. He knows how to use his body to get around. He uses his first touch to put the ball in positions where he can use his physicality to get to it and create a run, right? So it's a creativity combined with his physicality, right? And there's most of his film comes from when he was in Serie B down there at Botafogo, where they won Serie B to gain promotion. He had 30-something goal contributions, I want to say. Like 31 crazy. Goal contributions or something like that. He had a great season. And then he goes to Palmeiras, which is like probably the best club in the Americas, right? Like, or close to it, like one of the true legendary clubs. Yep. And he is behind Endrick, who is the 16-year-old who just got sold to Real Madrid, right? For what, $65 million or something like that? Like something crazy. Like,
dude,
he's the next guy, right? So you don't have the production at Palmeiras that you think, but scouts still love the guy, right? This is a guy that MLS teams have been looking into. I'm sure all the lower level, you know, I'm sure Belgian teams were looking at him, Dutch teams, like, you know, these clubs in Europe that, you know, hope to, I mean, it's all about sell on with this guy, right? Like, you're hoping for sell on value. You're not looking at this guy to come in and retire a Rapid, right? He's 23. You're not looking at him to be 36 and still playing. You're looking at him to come in for 2 years, 3 years, pay that $4.5 million buy option at the end of the loan because he's been so productive, and sell him to Europe for 10 plus. Like, that is the goal, 100%.
Just nice seeing him make moves, huh, Dwayne?
So nice. Like, not just moves, but moves for a striker. I think the Rapids have done a pretty good job in other positions. Gutman being the other one that just came in. I'm real high on him. You know, some of the other moves, Maxu, Ronan coming in. But this one especially is exciting because he is a goal scorer. We struggle. This is no surprise to anyone. We struggle putting the ball into the net. If we can get a guy who can put the ball in the net, the Colorado Rapids are a completely different team. They're a different experience as a fan. It is a totally different club once we get somebody who can put the ball in the net. And hopefully this is the guy. And we are on the precipice of finally having that goal scorer that we've been pining for years.
Absolutely.
And asking for this winter or summer window to open. And please bring in this striker. And now we have it.
Basically this side of Connor Casey.
Yes.
Everything you said is truly music to my ears. Boys, thank you so much. Come to the DMVR bar. Join us for these Women's World Cup watch parties. Vietnam tonight, Netherlands soon enough. That's going to be a huge game. Rapids in the house. Rapids players in the house. We have a bunch of fun stuff planned. Enjoy it. We will be back with TDSP next week. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great weekend.